Well, hello, humanity. It is April 22, 2024, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
Good morning, Bev. Numerous welcomes today. Welcome to Earth Day. Welcome to the first night of Passover. Yes. And somebody was just showing me, I guess the next 10 days, if you take the numbers of the month, like 04, 22, 20, 24, and you look at it backwards, there's a name for that or something, it's the same date. It's doing that for 10 days of the 20s.
We have nothing else to do.
I know. What a great find, folks. That's a great find. And so is what we're going to talk about today. BioTouch is a great find. No matter which way you look at it, this way or this way. Or this way or that way. Oops, I put up my middle finger.
Just do it.
Just do it. That's right. And so we have the big question today. Where are the hordes?
And that's not just our question, is it? That's been asked just last week said somebody.
Somebody came into the center. She got really excited about, she's the one that brought her mother.
Yes.
And she's sitting there, read the book, you know, was excited about getting touched. And brought her mother in and was sitting there talking with me. And her big question was, she looked around the center here in Tucson and went, how come this place isn't packed with people?
Good question.
Very good question. So
we're not the only time somebody's asked us that.
That's right.
We ask that question all the time, too.
And I think that's the first point. So we're going to speculate here on why we think where are the hordes. And I think the first one, you just talked about it. You know, we ask that question all the time, yeah?
We do. Yeah. And, you know, we have, like you say, we can speculate about the reasons why without getting real crazy and deep and anything else. You know, just speaking for myself, when I think about it, I just know that BioTouch is unique in that it doesn't ask anything of anybody. It just, it's just, you know, we are not programmed right now to embrace something that is just whatever.
Right.
Hey, people don't like that, whatever. And they don't like that. Well, we don't know. But what that really is saying to them, it doesn't matter what we think. This is about your awareness, a self-awareness. It's all good.
Right.
We're all going to the same place.
So let's deal with that first projection. We talked about it earlier. The projection of ourselves who work here as volunteers.
Yes.
And we just had a meeting about that. And so maybe one of the reasons it's not horde of people here is we who work here, who sit at that table waiting for people to come in, maybe we're projecting a closeness. Maybe we're not opened up really to the hordes coming, you know?
And I think that's a very viable speculation.
So we talked about that at our meeting, you know, that if we're bored, if we're sitting here and we think we have something that we could be doing that's better than here, that's a big one, you know. Yeah, you know, I could be someplace else.
Right, or I could be doing something else.
Right.
Okay. So one of the comments was frustration. And you know, we had a conversation about, well, frustration. When you think about why would you be frustrated with BioTouch? Really for one major reason. They sit there going, oh my gosh, we're open, we're waiting. We have something amazing for you. Where are you? And right there, you know, nobody comes in. It's not a frustration for many of us, like I have nothing to do. It's a frustration of there's an empty space here because we want to fill it with BioTouch. We want to give it because it's love and it's caring and it's all that. And so here we sit. Da 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 da. Nobody's coming in. Oh my gosh. So right there, as you say, then we start adding to, well, there's nobody coming in. There's nobody coming in.
And you know, that's
It starts a
interesting
pattern.
because I think that's also what's happened with a lot of the people that have learned BioTouch in different areas of the world and the country. There's that frustration factor. I have this great thing I want to share with everybody, but nobody's taking me up on it. And
Nobody cares.
what happens after a while, because we don't look at maybe ourselves and what are we projecting, we stop doing it and we find something else that's exciting. And so people lose the excitement, right? We're so used to being high on excitement of a new technique and doing something that when that goes away, we look for the next high, the next buzz.
That is a MO of all of us. We get bored very quickly. Oh, another tool. Okay, on to the next one. Instead of saying, let me really just expand this one into all that it offers, all the aspects of it. Because as you were saying earlier, it doesn't matter. They all hold the same things. My only thing about BioTouch, and I said this many times, so it's not anything new. I really believe BioTouch holds something a little more unique than most of the accepted modalities out there that have been there for a long time, in that it asks all of us to open up to all the possibilities. Yes, the body gets help. But it goes deeper in that even in our vision statement, it encourages self-awareness. That is some work. That starts initiating things in many of us that are new ways of dealing in our lives. Taking responsibility, making new choices, having the security to make changes that are harmful to us. That can be scary. And then here's BioTouch, this loving, we ask nothing of each other. We are offering nothing. We're just being there with each other. That in itself is, I believe, especially those who have had it and it starts to do its work. Well, what we know very well, some people just, we never see them again.
That coming face to face with ourself and the habit energy of suffering and being miserable. And when you have a moment of joy and peace and
Joy and
awakening,
presence.
it's like
What?
overwhelming. It's like, whoa, I don't know about this.
I don't know if I can do this.
And another thing is that we, as we've talked about before, we work with people. We don't work on people. We're not. There's not this, come on in here, we're going to tell you when you should come back, what you should eat, how you should live your life, what you should think. We just touch with you, and the healing creates a circle for all of us.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's true healing now, isn't it? That's why we say the BioTouch is a modality of equality. It's not just the person. You gotta. I always think of a cord being plugged into the wall. Nothing works until those two come together. Well, BioTouch does not work unless you are plugged into another human being. That's another part of it. That we're not programmed like, oh, I need another person to be totally effective. We've talked about other things that we can do, but to really practice BioTouch as its most powerful, it is to people, not
Which
can I do it all myself?
requires us to be open and vulnerable. And that
Yes.
is a
Oh,
very
yes.
scary thought. It's like,
I know. I
that
know.
self-awareness thing. What have we always said to people, to practitioners, who the minute somebody will come in, I always remember Deborah and her story of feet. She couldn't stand feet. Well, who's the first person she had to work on as a certified person was somebody with a feet problem.
With feet problems.
I
I
mean,
mean,
it's
yeah, that's that I just thought, how just classically the epitome of what is self-awareness.
Right. So, and so it's the other way too. So the recipients, they'll come in once, they'll come in twice. I mean, we do have a handful of folks who, man, religiously, they're once a week or whenever
Oh,
they're
yeah.
in town, they're getting BioTouch,
Yes.
because they understand it's a cumulative thing too. It's
Right.
not a slap on the forehead. It's not a magic pellet. It doesn't cost you. And that's another thing. That's another
Oh, there you
speculative,
go. I forgot about that
but
one.
it's a big one. We don't
Yeah.
charge.
You don't.
We have a sign out in front that says, "Why don't you charge?" A big question. And it says, "Because health is an inherent right of all individuals. BioTouch sessions are offered at this center solely on a donation basis."
Huh?
And we can do that because everybody's a volunteer. But
Yeah.
that's there's
Yeah.
like no place in the brain for, well, donation, how much? What's the right donation? Well, whatever you want.
Well, there you go. And that's a really good point I was just going to make, because we've all, every one of us that works down there, that serves down there doing BioTouch, when we have a new recipient, they will say, "Oh, you don't charge for your sessions?" No, we work on a donation only. We're all volunteers. Even in that, they will say, "Oh, well, what donation should I leave? We are so, somebody tell me what to do here."
Right.
And I remember looking at this person going, "Wait, that it's a donation. Whatever you want to give. We don't suggest," and that goes for donations as well.
Right.
Oh man, that just kind of blew her mind.
I
Oh my
know.
gosh, you know.
I've always been blown away by suggested donation. Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
What do you mean suggested donation?
Right there, you just have.
In other words, if you don't leave this, we hope you'll feel guilty.
A suggested donation of $25.
So
Oh.
really, I've been told over and over, you don't put a worth on it, Paul, so people aren't going to take advantage of it. We are trying to change the paradigm. Money
That,
does
yes.
not
Thank you.
equate with worth.
That is a sad commentary,
It is,
but
how,
put
in
that
the
thought
book,
in.
Deborah wrote also my quote, how can you charge people for the truth? And the truth is, you have a birthright. It's happy, healthy, and loved. And
Right.
you have the birthright to help another human being. This is not something you have to go accumulate. Follow this person, follow that person. It's fine if you do all those things. Practice all those. Go to this doctor, go to that doctor, get the operation, get the MRI. I mean, I'm involved in the whole medical system right now, too.
Right.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't change who we are. And BioTouch meets people at that very
Where they, yes, that's the
basic
beauty right
level of
there.
who we are as human beings, equal with each other, equal at all levels.
Equal. Well, there's another thought right there. There's, so many things. All you have to do, seriously, is read our vision statement, and it just, I don't care how many times I hear it, it is this universal meshed thought form that is so primordial. It is so basic to our humanity. All those words. And all you have to do is read that vision to understand what is truly going on here. And that word equality is something, something that is being echoed right now. Equality. That is part of the work that's being done. And BioTouch, right in that moment, offers us just the experience of that. I don't care if it's, who it is, the gender, the color, the religion. This is what we say, and I've always said, BioTouch breaks down barriers. Because you cannot stand, and I've experienced it myself, you cannot stand to another human being and touch and not just be there. You can't.
Right.
That's how powerful it is.
Right.
It takes everything else away.
And for one moment, there's this, there's
Yeah.
always this awe moment. So, as we were told from that, like he was a neuroscientist and psychologist or whatever, and he said, you know, whenever you have that awe, that wow moment, there's changes happening in the deepest seat of consciousness.
Right.
And he said, go out there to those people doing that touch, and you'll have that experience. And we see that all the time. But
Yeah.
that awe moment, when you all of a sudden come back into reality, could be pretty scary.
I well, yes, and that's part of that whole what's going on here, folks? It changes things. Biotouch changes things.
So, where are the hordes?
They're out there.
You're right out there, folks. We see you.
And we're gonna open ourselves up to bring you all
We
in.
see you. And so it's not even about the Tucson Center. I mean,
Nope.
take a class, you know, get our manual. We're download a lot of people downloading for not even $18. You can download the entire training manual with videos. You can always contact us if you have any questions about it. We'll get right back to you. So even the cost that we have to put in there because we have bills to pay. But you know something, since we've started, I think the class has never been more than $48 for a full day
No.
training, you know, virtually now. And people say, well, no, you need to, you know, it's too cheap. It's too cheap. You know something? Too bad if it's too cheap.
Well, our whole premise though is, this is not seriously, if you think about it, there not everybody on this planet can afford to go through these levels of these other modalities, thousands of dollars. Part of what we're doing is, and we say this all the time because it's true, BioTouch is for everyone. And the moment that we begin to, just charge and charge, we are eliminating some of those very important souls that we are here to give this to. Because the other side of BioTouch is that it offers all of us to step into service, which is another key word for what's going on. It offers us a chance to help other people, not just the people in our family, but how many times, Paul, have you been out in public and you see somebody in pain or suffering and you immediately go, I can help them because I've got BioTouch. Oh my gosh, all of us. Oh my gosh, I want to help that person. It opens us up to be able to say, I really care about other people. I love other people, and I have something that can seriously just give them, even if it's just feeling cared for.
So, folks, that's why we come on every Monday for the past 7, 8 years or whatever, is because we are excited about passing this on to you. And we have a couple of ways coming up. We have a workshop this Wednesday with Logan Yost,
Thursday.
and addressing posture. And we've already interviewed him, and it's going to be very interesting when you find out the key to posture.
I love it. I
And what's
love that.
interesting, I do an interview tonight with a woman for a podcast in Australia. And her
Oh.
podcast is about basically working with back issues. And she
Oh,
interviews different
man.
people. So this is
Half
the
of
week.
humanity.
Yeah, this is the week of posture, folks. And then
That's
next
great.
Monday, we can talk more in detail about that. We have a next practitioner training. Again, very easy to learn it in one day. May 21st is from 9 a.m. to 4:30 Tucson time. Otherwise, just download the manual yourself, learn it yourself, and if you have any questions or problems, you can always contact us. We're
We're
always
here.
here. We're here.
We are.
Our paradigm, we are here and we are ready.
We are ready. Come and get us.
Come and get us. Partake of the nectar. Thanks everybody for joining us. See you, Bev.
See you, Paul. Have a great week, everyone.
Days in and days out. Space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, Giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is biotouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do, and a natural way to be.